Thibaut, thank you for your time.
Nice to
Before
be here.
we get into Lenovo 360, tell us about your new role.
All right, so I started a new role on the 1st of July, which is the solution and services lead for Middle East, Turkey, and Africa, which is basically the new framework and the new pillar of Lenovo that encompass all sorts of services and solutions that we attach to the hardware, whether it's on the IDG side, which is really the PC side of the business, or the ISG side, which is the server part of the business. And really the what we're trying to achieve and what we're pushing is towards solutions that delivers a proper outcome to the businesses, whether it's small or large enterprise. So that's what I'm going to head it up for Middle East, Turkey, and Africa, which is very exciting, as you can imagine.
That is exciting. Where does Lenovo 360 fit into this role?
So Lenovo 360, if you will, it's a program that encompasses all businesses of Lenovo, and it really is centered around our channel partners and to try to give them access to the entire Lenovo portfolio, not only the devices, but infrastructures as well as services and solution. So it really is a way to try to have an easy to use platform, if you will, with a cohesive offering, which we are, I like that phrase a lot. It's from the pocket to the cloud. We can really deliver, a mobile phone all the way up to a fully fledged solution for whatever issue or solution you want to put into your enterprise or company.
Right. Just unpack that for us a little. When you say from the pocket to the cloud, which of those elements is Lenovo responsible for, and which are you looking after?
So if you're a channel partner from Lenovo, not all the time, but a lot of the time we see that those partners focus on what they know best, whether it's the mobile phone business, whether it's the IDG business, i.e. the PC business, or whether it's the infrastructure services group business. And so what we wanted to do is to try to give them a platform, a framework, if you will, that allow them to sell across the portfolio. And by doing so, being able to really catch opportunities across the board, being able as well to see to your customers and say, we can actually deliver the solutions that you want across the board and across the services and product of Lenovo. So instead of talking to multiple partners, you can talk to one partners and allowing that partners to be able to sell across the board. Where I fit in is that, and where my division fit in is that we try to attach services around those solutions so that we can basically drive positive outcomes to the sales. I'll give you an example. For instance, desktop as a service or infrastructure as a service, where we'll be able to teach our channel partners how to sell solutions, let's say financing it, for instance, with Lenovo Financial Services, and then put in place services attached to it. It's for instance, factory configured services. You put an asset tags on your machine or your image loading at factory level. We can as well put in place some what we call ARS, which is a reverse logistic, in a sense where we can take your old equipment, refurbish it, and then repackage it for you if you want to reuse it or give it to charity or going elsewhere. So it really is trying to get the channel partners to start thinking more about what sort of solutions they can bring to the customers rather than just a product. But if they want to sell a product, that's absolutely entirely up to them. The Lenovo 360 framework is there to help them whichever way they want to go.
Right. So the channel is quite important to this, but then clearly also the supply chain must be equally important. And we know the supply chain crisis has hit most organizations. Lenovo has weathered it quite well. Can you tell us more about that?
I think Lenovo is still a company that's right on top when it comes to supply chain. So even though we got hit like anyone else, because you know it was a global crisis, I think we fared a little bit better. Just because the way we're managing the supply chain, the way we're managing our suppliers as well, and through that entire crisis, we were able to come out on top. Whether we got impacted, but I think probably a little bit less than others. And I think the continuous investment and that Lenovo does in terms of supply chain, in terms of using artificial intelligence and machine learning within our manufacturing capability as well as our supply chain capabilities, actually definitely helped.
Fantastic. Your CEO, YY, who I've had the pleasure of as interviewing a few times, I'd like to talk about a performance culture in the yes. organization. How does that tie in with what you're saying about the supply chain, but also with Lenovo 360?
So there's a great culture at Lenovo, which is called the Fupan. So the Fupan is I like the name because it's actually quite funky and quite sticky, but really what it does is that it allows you to sit down with everybody involved into a project and figure out what went well and what went wrong. And it's something that we do on a regular basis on all sorts of projects. And basically that capability of sitting down and realize, okay, what was the things that worked well, what was the thing that didn't work well, allows you as well to redesign something a little bit different that goes around those issues. And that's where I guess the cultures of performance come through. And they definitely work quite well. The Lenovo 360 framework is exactly the same. We looked at what was working into our channel program. We sit with a lot of our partners and distributors and said, okay, well, how can we improve? And you know, through that pandemic, it came quite clear to us that we need to maybe go towards more like a solution orientation framework. And we need for that, we need basically all our partners to be able, if they wanted to, obviously, because I mean nobody's forced, but to be able to sell across the portfolio, so to give a proper solution to the customers. And that's the way and how the Lenovo 360 framework actually came through.
Right. Then in terms of the business units and their contribution to overall Lenovo performance, I'd be fascinated to hear an update on the status of the main business units. There was a strategy quite some years ago to take Lenovo to number one in all the broad categories in which it operates, and it was heading there prior to the pandemic. What is the status now?
The solution service group, which I'm part of, is growing year on year quite substantially, and it's definitely going into the right direction. So there's no question in my mind that the 3S strategy that YY actually put in place is definitely working. So if you look at the financial result for the year, I think we grew our net income, I think, by 50%, which is, you know, pretty substantial. And we grew our revenue 7% year on year to about $16.7 billion dollars. So it's been quite a strong year and quite a profitable year for Lenovo. The SSG business, where I'm part of now, has improved the operating profit margin by like 1 point, if I'm not mistaken, and the revenue though grew by 28% year over year. So it's been phenomenal success from that point of view, at least from a financial point of view for Lenovo. And I'm quite happy to say, but I don't know if I'm allowed, but we've received a prelim as well for South Africa and Southern Africa, and Lenovo is number one with more than a quarter of the market.
And then across the continent, what is your performance looking like, even if you don't have numbers?
Worldwide, we're number one, which is pretty good. After that, I don't know per region, to be honest. I don't know what AP is doing. I think AP is usually quite good, or Americas, or EMEA. But overall, we are number one. At least that's what I saw from the prelim. I don't know per region.
Right. But general performance across the continent, what is your feeling in terms of the Africa part of EMEA?
Are you mean in Africa?
Yes.
In Middle East and Africa?
Africa specifically, but if it's Middle East and Africa combined, that should also be of interest.
Yes, I do have a combined one. We are number one, which was, let me check quickly. Yeah, we're number one. So, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, but there I need to check. I think this is the first time we are number one.
So tell us more about the secret of your success across the continent, because it's a very challenging environment with more than 50 countries and different stages of digital development as well. What are the challenges, but what is the secret to your success?
Well, I think the fact that we are channel centric is definitely one of the reason why we are successful into the market. We touch base as well at the beginning. I think our supply chain is proven to be quite resilient and delivered quite quite strong results for sure. We can talk about the product and the quality and the way we're using our obviously marketing and the way we position our product with different customers, which I believe is the right way to do it. There is, like I said, a culture of performance within Lenovo, which always trying to reinvent themselves. But in a sense as well, have the same a long-term strategy and a long-term view on the business. There's very little change when it comes to the direction that we're taking. I mean, there's a the board of Lenovo and YY has a strategy in mind, and it's been pretty consistent for the last 4 and 5 years. And I guess it gives confidence to the investors, gives some confidence to our customers and our channel partners. In a sense, they know we've proven that we're there and we're there to stay, and then we want to be a partner in the long run. And I think that probably makes the difference. The people as well. I mean, obviously, I'm a big fan of that. The people that work at Lenovo seems to be pretty happy and delivers quite good results. And I know in South Africa, for instance, our turnaround is very little, it's very small. People seems to be extremely happy to work at Lenovo, and I guess that's one of the feather in our caps, is that if we've got happy employees and happy people, as well as the back end and the backup of our product and services, then there's no stopping us. So it's a good it's an overall a good feeling to be working in a company like this, and I think our customers actually feel it too.
Let's bring that exact point back to Lenovo 360, which was designed in collaboration with your channel partners. That in itself represents a cultural difference with most other tech companies, where they almost dictate to the channel, or they deliver their strategic framework or decision making down to the channel, whereas you are working directly with the channel. That must also make a big difference in how well the channel collaborates with you, because they assisted in creating that framework.
Yes, they do, and it's not just the channel partners as well. I mean, we do have roundtables with our end users, and our end users give us feedback to say exactly that. Is it like, if you can enable the partners to be able to sell across the portfolio, that would actually help us as well. So we get feedbacks from the channel, get feedback from our end users. Obviously, we get feedbacks from the people themselves, and that's one of the reasons why we're fairly successful at the moment.
And then drilling further down into that, Lenovo 360 is about people, programs, and tools. We've spoken about the people and the programs. Tell us more about the tools that you are deploying.
So we've got some tools that we're going to put in place. Well, we already put in place in what we call the Lenovo Partner Hub, which really is a one-stop portal that the partners log onto. They can see there all sorts of information, whether it's product information, whether it's marketing information. They can even design their own templates and marketing campaign through there. It gives them a nice overview as well of where they are in terms of their targets or the rebates earned. They can use that Lenovo Partner Hub with what we call the Lenovo Bid Platform, so where they're allowed to bid for business and get pricing and solution in a timely manner. And we obviously, you know, strive to enhance that platform to give the partners a support where they can basically log on any time they want and finding out all the support and the help that they need. Whether it's obviously to get a pricing on a quote on a laptop, or get help on designing an infrastructure solutions and see, you know, what sort of help they can get as well from external partners.
So now I'm going to ask you to look into the crystal ball and tell me what you believe the impact will be in the coming 2 or 3 years, but specifically in South Africa and across the African continent, of this enhanced collaboration.
So my take on this is that just obviously that's Thibaut Dusson's take. That's not probably so I've got to, you know, take it with a pinch of salt. But I went to the solutions and services group for that reason. I do a lot of hardware, and I love selling hardware, and I've been selling hardware all my life. And I think it'll be a mistake to think that it's not important. It is important, but there is something almost more exciting and almost more sticky than to sell a solution to a customer and say, well, what is your problem? What are you trying to achieve? And what can I do to make that problem go away and basically produce outcomes? Whether it's in education, whether it's in manufacturing facilities, or healthcare system, whatever the vertical might be. And often, you know, we don't have those conversations with the customers. We've got a product conversation or pricing conversation or infrastructure conversation, but we don't have a conversation that is a global, an overall conversation. And if we can teach our partners and ourselves how to sell the solutions, I think that's the future. And what a better way for us to become, a vendor that people trust if you are able to bring solutions into the table, which encompass absolutely everything. And so in that respect, the pricing conversation becomes a secondary conversation. The conversation really is about trying to understand each other's business, trying to see how we can actually by talking to each other and by combining forces with different parties, we can actually come up with a solution that delivers positive outcome. I believe in that. That's why I moved into the SHG side of the business. I believe Africa has got a great opportunity there as well, because there's a lot of things to be built, and there's a lot of a new company that needs to be created, new partners that needs to become forward. I'll take the example of device as a service, because that's something that always interested me. We need to find financial partners everywhere. We need to find reverse logistic partners everywhere. We need to be able to upskill our channel partners that they can actually do that sort of things together as well. So if our partners actually start to feel that we've got their interest at heart, and then the customer knows that, you know, they've got some good people to talk to that they can actually deliver some good solutions, I think that's where Noble is going to become even more successful. than it is right now. And we can do some skills transfer into Africa, which, you know, you and I know is the right thing to do.
Sounds good. Sounds like the future is about trust.
It is about trust. It's about, and again, we come back to that, well, circling back to this, you know, channel-centric organization. We believe that that's the right approach, and that's where the Lenovo 360 framework program actually comes by and becomes stronger. In my mind, it's the right level of strategy, and that's what we need to carry on pushing. And we need to make it better and better. And I hope next year I'm going to talk to you about a brand new program which is attached to it to make all those services and solutions even more impactful.
We look forward to that. Thank you, Thibaut.
Sure. My pleasure. Nice to talk to you out there.
Likewise.